Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through the industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Blair Brown, founder of Visionary Advantages Brand Strategy Group, and she's the host of Curate Your Success podcast. Welcome to the show, Blair.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to have this conversation today.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Welcome to India. And though this show is going to a lot of places, but in India, we have got lots of people who are entrepreneurs, but a lot of people who want to be entrepreneurs. And who better than you, Blair, to tell about entrepreneurship? You started your first business designing and selling handbags at the age of 16. Tell us about that. Tell us about Visionary Advantages. What exactly you do at that. But first, your journey from 16-year-olds as a 16-year-old entrepreneur. That's why you are the master for today, to help us understand about entrepreneurship and brand visibility.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I did start my entrepreneurial journey at a very young age. I feel like it's something I couldn't even avoid if I wanted to. I've always just had it in my heart and spirit to be an entrepreneur. And so it's my mission to help other people accomplish that as well. Because once you have that little voice in your brain telling you, hey, you need to go after it and do this, you got to follow that voice, you know? So anyway, whenever I was 16, I started a handbag company because one, everybody at school was carrying these really expensive bags that I could not afford. My parents were smart. They didn't pay for that. So I decided to just make my own. And I've always been sewing by hand, by sewing machine. And I just thought, I'll just make my own. So I did. It really took off. People, teachers, friends, strangers at the coffee shop would compliment the bags. And I thought, you know what? I think I'm actually going to pursue this as a business. And so I borrowed a little bit of money from my parents and I said, hey, can I borrow some money to start a business and just go buy fabrics and have a handbag business? And they're like, yeah. So it was history. I ran that business for 8 years, which is a really long time when you start at such a young age, but it ended up being really successful. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, the Olsen twins, they actually recognized it on their website whenever I was 17 years old. So obviously I was excited about that. And I'd always had a love for the fashion industry. And so I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to pursue this forever. And I went into school for fashion business and continued that for 8 years, the business. Over time, though, I ended up switching out of it because I couldn't scale it on my own. I couldn't figure that piece out at the time. And so I went in and out of the corporate world of fashion in New York City. For a long time, I did worked in product development. I worked in marketing, PR, branding, all of the different avenues that honestly entrepreneurs need. And so I did that for a while. And then while I was juggling my corporate job, I actually did start an Amazon FBA business, which for anybody listening who might not know about Amazon FBA, it's basically Amazon has a segment of their business where the business owner, me, has to do all the middleman work, working with the manufacturers, wherever that is in the world, to get the product created, designed, all the logistics, and then figure out how to get it to the Amazon warehouse in the States. So I did that selling unicorn party supplies, started that business for a while juggling the corporate career, and did well. We got it in and out of the warehouses, sold out of the product, which is great. However, it wasn't a good long-term game for me. So I was like, oh, once you become an Amazon seller, then they become your competitor. That's kind of tricky. So yeah, maybe, you know, a little presumptuous on that one, but it's okay. We learned a lot. So got out of that, still had the corporate job. And then I realized I have this picture-perfect job. Why am I so unhappy in it? And then I just finally took the leap and I listened to that entrepreneurial voice. And I was like, you know what? I felt so fulfilled whenever I sold that first product on Amazon. And I always felt that way with my handbag business as well. I really need to take a chance on myself and go after this, whatever that may be. and just do it. And so I did it. I took the leap and I thought, I'm going to make entrepreneurship work. And that's when I started Visionary Advantages, which is my digital marketing agency. So we help all kinds of businesses with their brand visibility, creating a beautiful online presence through web design, search engine optimization, and other marketing methods. So we focus on that. And then a side section of my business also is I consult with entrepreneurs and I help them launch their businesses.
Wonderful. You took your leap of faith. A lot of people want to take that leap of faith. But I see that along with all this experience, you gathered a degree in fashion from Fashion Institute of Technology. That's not a small thing.
And now, thank you.
Yeah, that's commendable. So why didn't you go full time into fashion? You could have done it on your own. I just want to understand it from the perspective of the audience, how exactly, because a lot of things are happening in the fashion line, in the clothing line. And yeah, now you are with this, with Visionary Advantages. There you help a lot of entrepreneurs. So I just wanted to understand, why is it that you are not utilizing that along with what you are doing? Is it something that works better for you, or is it a conscious choice?
Well, actually, I wasn't in out of the corporate world of fashion for a long time, like I had said, but for now, what I can do is utilize those strengths and being really good at aesthetics and the visual perspective of the fashion industry. So I take those strengths that are in my toolkit and I utilize that with all of my clients now. So if somebody's coming to me with their brand, typically they have been established, like that segment for my agency, they've been established for a little while and they realize, okay, I threw this website together before, but now it's time to get serious and really strengthen my visual perspective of when clients come to my site. Because if you look like you're thrown together, that trust factor is gone, right? So with my fashion industry experience, I'm able to build up that trust factor with an impeccable brand presence visually. So that's how I'm really using it now. And then if I happen to get a fashion client, I'm more over the moon, really happy about it. You know, I know what to do here, but you can use the same skill set across any industry, which has been really great for Visionary Advantages.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now talking of the leap of faith, a lot of people want to get into entrepreneurship, want to be their own boss.
Yes.
But they either are in a job, thinking of another day to do this, thinking of another time to do this, and many a time that time never comes. Mm-hmm. But they can do it. But they don't know what to do it. Many people even want to take that leap, but they don't know what to do. They have certain skill sets. Many a time they are constrained with the thinking that those skill sets can only be utilized in a corporate setup. Mm-hmm. They are not able to move out of that mm-hmm. thing, or maybe they are right even. How would you suggest, or what would you suggest? You have some special hacks for this to starting a business. What would you tell those people?
Yeah, so I understand the conflicting feelings, because it can be scary if you haven't done it before. But I think the biggest thing is, okay, how bad do you want it? How important is it to you? Because if it's so important that you can't imagine sitting at whatever job you're at for the next 40 plus years or whatever that means to you before you can, allegedly retire, right? So how bad do you want to... Are you comfortable sitting in that desk job or whatever field you're in? Or is it so important to you that you would move mountains and take sacrifices to make it happen, right? If you are that driven to go after it, then you are the right person to be an entrepreneur, because it isn't for everybody. I mean, everybody could like technically do it, but you really need to have that inner drive and understanding that it's not going to be the smoothest path of your life, because there's a lot of figure out moments. But is it riskier to stay where you're at now, or is it worth the risk? I say risk in quotes, to go after it now. So you really have to make that evaluation yourself. Now, to know if, okay, my business idea is good enough, or how do I start? I would say, first off, what do people come to you about the most? what are people always asking you for advice on? It could be something that you don't even realize people are doing. Took me actually a while to realize that people come to me all the time asking me how to start businesses because they knew my background. They knew that I had started them before. You know, you could blindfold me, spin me around three times. I can help you show you how to start a business. But I didn't, it took me a while for that to click. And I was like, well, this is an area people really need help. Same with marketing. It took me a while. And then after I realized this is the common path of people asking me for help, this is my area of expertise. Because whenever something is so common and well ingrained in you, you think everybody knows it, right? So you really need to just do a little self-evaluation, see where you're most gifted, where people are coming to you, and also just ask your friends and family, like, what do you think is my strength? Like, what do you think my superpower is? And then from there, you can kind of develop the idea if you don't even have an idea just yet. And if you have one, bounce off people, think if it's a good business concept, you really need to make sure it's something that people actually want and need. And then you can build off it from there. But if it's somebody who already has an idea and they're just kind of like, well, I'm scared to get started, I think the best first step is just to set up your business structure and become official wherever you're living, because that way you're going to take it more seriously. Like you're like in the States, you know, you're registering it as an LLC or something. Once you register it, you set up the structure. It's that one step that over here, it's pretty easy to do, but the mindset that it puts you in is going to be a game changer for your future growth, because then you'll prioritize it.
Right, right. You talk of, you know, creating full-time income with a digital service-based business. Mm-hmm. You already talked about what people come to you for. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times nobody comes to you. But that doesn't mean that you are useless. Obviously, you have certain skills. So that's why you are into a job. You are doing anything or maybe doing nothing, but still you have got something in you as an individual, anything related to music, related to anything. But in all these cases, how would you want them to evaluate their skill set, something that can have an audience or in terms of, you know, people, clientele that is waiting that to happen? How do they evaluate beyond things that people don't come to them for? Many people are introvert. They just don't know. How would you suggest them to look at themselves, to look at business ideas, something which can generate income for them? They just have to tell the world about it.
You know, you could just think, you know, evaluating like what that service is going to be if you're providing a service, you know, just again, just think about your daily life. Like, what do you love to do also? Because if you're going to be putting all your energy into starting a business, make sure you like what you're doing. You know, for me, right, I love marketing because it's helping businesses propel their business to a next level. I also get to be creative and analytical and strategic. So all those different characteristics and strengths combined are super fun for me, right? Like I'm doing it all the time, so may as well have fun. Think, what are you excited about? You know, maybe you're a really good writer. Is that something that you can provide services for? Maybe it's like a writer for websites or a blog writer, or maybe you just like to do technical things behind the scenes. Are you an expert at SEO? Is that something you're interested that you already know? What are some skill sets you already have? So that way you're not starting fresh, right? You got to make moves on this business. You don't want to be training for the next 10, 100 years. So that's what I would recommend. Look at your skill set you have now. What can you build on? And then dip your toe in the water. And then if you want to see if there's an audience for it, maybe you're unsure about it, go on to Facebook groups. It's free. You can just drop polls in there or ask people like, hey, I'm looking at starting this, or hey, or you know, type in a target audience that you're kind of toying around with. That could be your potential customer. Hey, I'm looking for entrepreneurs that need marketing help. I'd love to talk to you about some of your challenges in your business. Like if you're open to it, I'd love to have a virtual coffee for you for 15 minutes. You know, it's not asking the world from them, but it's going to help you a lot to understand what they need. And then you can really decide what your offer is going to be. So that way it is something that people want and you're not going to waste your time.
Okay. So let's not leave this thing to the last. How do people connect with you? Because you have something called the Business Launch Lab. And therein, you teach them how to become actual business owners within a short 6-week time frame, and especially women, aspiring female entrepreneurs. This will give an idea to people how exactly they can, you know how to launch the business, how to take this forward. In several countries, the rules will be different, but the whole idea of business itself generally remains the same. So tell us, how do people connect with you? Let's not wait for this for the later stages. And so that then those who want to connect, they will connect the way they want to. And then they will learn. Tell us about the Business Lab. How do you teach them in this short 6-week time frame to launch their business?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So basically, the Business Launch Lab, I created it because I wish I had this whenever I started my business back in the day. So right. I've been there, done that. I've made the mistakes, right? But now I have a proven method that's actually going to expedite the process into 6 weeks. Actually, 45 days, same thing, right? So basically, it's built out into 3 different phases. It's the business creation roadmap. And so in the 3 phases, the first one is getting started. And like you had pointed out, it's different in every country, right? But the whole point is getting started, doing that market research that's really going to drive traffic to your, like, you're going to start targeting the right people out the gate versus like wondering, like, if I throw some spaghetti over here, is it going to stick? Maybe they'll want this offer. Instead, it speeds it. It gets to the point, which is what every business owner needs because you need money, right? So it gets you started, gets all the foundational levels in place. So that's phase one. Phase two is, how can you consistently attract your ideal clients? How do you do that? We connect the visual branding aspects of creating a brand and also the messaging together. How can you strategically set those up? Because you can't have one without the other. A lot of people think it's all visuals, but really you need the messaging too. So I walk people step-by-step exactly how you can do that effectively for your service-based business. And then the third phase is, drumroll, streamlining. We want to set up automations and streamline different functionalities of your business behind the scenes in an authentic way, of course. But that's going to make your life a lot easier, because whenever you do start your business, you are going to be the one wearing all the hats. So the sooner you learn how to set up systems that are going to make your life easier, the sooner you can actually grow that business versus just flatlining and then you're all over the place like crazy. So I find that really, really important. So those 3 phases, I actually have like a legitimate roadmap that shows you, okay, spend this amount of time on your branding, spend this much time on setting this up. And it's very reasonable for whatever timeline you're on, but to get it knocked out in 6 weeks is doable. And I have it broken down in that way. So you can find all that information on my website, visionaryadvantages.com. You can also type in blairbrown.com. It's going to bring you to the exact same spot. So you can find all the information there. I also have a lot of free entrepreneur resources on my website too. And free is always good, especially whenever you're starting out. So just check it out. Take advantage of it.
Right, right. So now once one has a business, then the part comes is about, you know, brand visibility. Mm-hmm. How do you get started with that?
So brand visibility, really, it starts on create a brand board for yourself. You know, have some guidelines so that way, you know, you have your logo set up. You have these specific fonts you're going to use across the board. You're going to use these colors consistently. So if you have those guidelines in place, and then that translates across your website, your social media posts, your podcast, if you have scrollers across it like you do, you know, you just got to make sure it all looks cohesive. So that way, if your customer is landing on your website, they click a link, they go to your social media page, it looks like a brand. Over time, that's going to build up your brand recognition. And brand recognition is what's going to turn into sales over time. Might take a few tries for them, or a few times for them to stumble on your brand. But once they start understanding who you are and what you have to offer, it's going to click a lot faster, which is going to be really great for your brand development. So that's overall brand visibility. But also what goes into that too is the strategy behind, okay, what are you posting about? What are you talking about on social media? And also, of course, there's everybody's best friend, Google. You want to take it another step SEO strategies. So really becoming best friends with Google, essentially. That's what SEO is for anybody who doesn't know what that is. It's about optimizing your website to show up on the first page. That's what you hope more often than not when people are searching for your area of expertise.
Great, great. A lot of people think of life as an entrepreneur, but are not able to take that step. Mm-hmm. How would you tell them how entrepreneurship affects your life? Because you have been an entrepreneur for long. Is it good? Is it for bad? What challenges should they be ready for? For different people, it will be different.
Oh, yeah.
But by and large, you know, it all, if it's a general person, a person with, you know, middle sort of an income and wants to get into entrepreneurship, then they have to balance a lot of things. What would you tell them how it can affect one's life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing is, again, like, just ask yourself, how bad do you want it? Because there are going to be some sacrifices along the way. There's going to be, it's hard. I'm going to be honest. It's definitely not the easiest path to go on. It's not like, generally speaking, you're not going to be a overnight millionaire success, right? Like, it takes time to build up. So as long as you have that understanding, I'd say that's a really key component. Also understand that not everybody's going to know, like, get what you're doing at the beginning, because you're building something out of your creativity and your expertise, and it's a process to build things. So really just understanding that, okay, not everybody's going to understand this entrepreneurship thing, because some people are just wired that would be my worst nightmare. I would hate to start a business, right? Because some people just love the corporate life. They like the security of it. They like the process. And they like, you know, the structure of it. And that's perfectly fine, because there should be people like that. That's great. But for people like me, I'm not. So for me, I was like, you know what? Worth diving into, worth figuring things out. There are going to be times when this is really stressful, but there's also going to be a lot of rewards. And so for me, I do it because I love it. It's very rewarding for me because I have built this out of nothing, really. And for me to see the success outcomes for my clients is like, oh my gosh, I could do like 10 cartwheels or something. I love it. So it just makes my heart so full. And so just think about it, like, is that how you're going to feel? Is it worth the day to day? Are you going to push yourself to wake up every day and go to work because you can't call out to your boss because you are the boss? So things like that, just mentally be prepared. But so my piece of advice is, if it is worth it for you and you're like, yeah, I do want to have that outcome and it is going to be worth it, surround yourself with other entrepreneurs, listen to podcasts like this. So that way you understand you're not alone. There are other people out there doing it and it's never perfect. So know, like, learn from their little downfalls and those hiccups that come along the way. So surround yourself with positive podcasts, Facebook groups that talk about entrepreneurship, and you can connect with other entrepreneurs. Really just surround yourself with those kind of people, and it's going to make the process a lot easier. So that way you can work through it. And then also tap on somebody else who has been there before you, and then ask how they got out of that moment whenever you do have hiccups along the way. So I think that's also important. Lean on other people, ask for help. Nobody's a hero, right? You're going to be learning a lot.
Right, right. Your clients can look up to you. Who do you look up to? Who is your, in terms of business? How do you get that motivation, get all the guidance, if at all you need?
So I actually am very fortunate that I come from a family of entrepreneurs. I have got like four other people in my family that are out there crushing it too. But, you know, we've all been in different segments of entrepreneurship. Not one of us has the same business. So that's kind of cool, because we can bounce ideas off of each other and, you know, oh, you did this? Well, I'm going to try that. And, you know, I'm very fortunate in that. But also I do take my own advice, where I'm also very involved in these entrepreneur communities, because somebody that has been in my particular industry a few years before me is going to know more than I do, right? Like, they have been where I'm at. So I can look to them for advice too. So I think something that helps every single entrepreneur is find somebody that has more experience than you. Maybe they're a year or two ahead, and you can really reach out to them and just be like, hey, or, you know, even if it's just following somebody that you admire, you'll see their journey grow in different ways. And then you can kind of walk in those steps and understand like, okay, this is what they've done. How could I do that in my own way? And that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of looking out for people, surround yourself with smarter people, basically. And that's the only way you can grow.
Surround yourself with smarter people. But those people who, right, absolutely right. But those people who do not have anybody in their family who are also entrepreneurs,
right.
How do they find the right person, right mentor for them, especially if they are at a smaller place?
Honestly, just look at different leaders in your industry. It doesn't have to be somebody that you personally know down the street, because I understand my family of entrepreneurs, not normal at all. That's super rare, no matter where you are. But I mean, even myself, I look up to industry leaders, some that I don't even know, and on a personal level, and I just follow their journey. Like, okay, it will inspire you, and it will get the wheels turning in your brain of like how you could do it, but in your own way. Read success books. That's something that's important. You know, it gives you a lot of great takeaways. Follow people on Instagram that are doing in your industry that are a few years ahead of you. All of those things that you could do without spending an arm and a leg on a consultant or something, right? And then diving into those Facebook communities as well. And then over time, you'll see who's responding to certain posts, you know, creep on their page, see what their business is, and then just build that connection, send them a message. It's free, and you could do it today.
Right, right. Does entrepreneurship leave any time for you? Can they expect that entrepreneurship will leave any time to? How do you see that? How do you manage that part?
Well, that is an awesome question. I think that's every entrepreneur's struggle, right? Because you're just like on a hamster wheel, but the goal is to get off of it, right? I do manage my, it never is perfect balance, right? I'm going to be honest here, but I do find it very important to make time for family, realize you're not going to be doing it all overnight, and that is perfectly fine. So as long as you're getting your client work done, right, and then you're able to give some time to grow your business in the process, give yourself breaks. Give yourself, you know, like peace about things, keep working hard, and just make sure you do schedule. And you probably need to actually schedule that downtime for yourself, because you probably will skip it otherwise. Make it a point to just schedule it into your weekly routine that you are doing something for yourself, whether that's reading a book, working out, taking a walk with your dog, whatever that is, you know, take a painting class. I don't know. Just make sure you have some sort of break so that way you don't get burnout, because you really don't want to do that. You gotta be in for the long game, right? So don't burn out.
Right. Tell us about your podcast. How curate your success podcast.
Yeah. So the Curate Your Success podcast, it's so much fun. I love talking to entrepreneurs, and that's what I do. I talk to entrepreneurs all the time about their business journey, how they are today. But also the biggest thing about it is the key takeaways for new and aspiring entrepreneurs and current, you know, small business owners that just need a little bit of advice and key takeaways for strategies that they can do in their business today. So it's all free advice. If you're in that bucket of maybe you've started a business already, but you just like to hear other people's stories of how they've gotten there, been there, done that. Because like I said, zero entrepreneur stories are perfect without pitfalls, right? Like, it's kind of nice to hear sometimes that you're not alone. So we have stories like that. And then obviously the strategies and takeaways for you to be able to implement those into your daily business routine to see if they work. That's definitely a great benefit to listening. So highly recommend. I'd love to share the tips with y'all. I built it because I wanted to help other entrepreneurs, because again, I know it's not easy to start out at the very beginning. So anything I can do to cut the time in half and help people out, I'm happy to do.
Right. And where they can listen to your podcast?
Honestly, anywhere. Anywhere that podcasts are streaming is probably there. Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google, like you name it, it's there. It's the Curate Your Success podcast.
Right. My last question to you, Blair, is that you have been working since 616, or maybe before that, which I officially don't know, but yes. The person you are looks like you won't sit idle anywhere. And you have covered quite a lot of path. You now give advice to budding entrepreneurs. A lot of people look up to you. How have you planned? Where do you want to go from here? You have seen the fashion industry, you have seen the corporate world, you are seeing a lot of entrepreneurs, you are suggesting them, you are talking to a lot of entrepreneurs. So many stories around, and in amidst all this thing, you are also living your life. In this fast-paced life, how do you set your eyes on the future? Where is it that you want to go from here? What do you want to achieve?
What an awesome question. So, I mean, I want to, you know, take over the world, of course. Just kidding. But honestly, I just want to continue to just help all of these businesses out, whether that's through marketing or consulting with entrepreneurs, as many people as I can help. That's going to make my heart so full. So all I have my eyes in the future on just exponential and always learning new ways and on how I can introduce new strategies to help elevate their brands. So that's really my goal, is just to continue to build the agency up, continue to build my course and students. So that way we can see so many success stories and learn about how other people are starting their businesses too through the program, which for me is like so exciting. And then, of course, just to continue to the podcast too. So really it's just a continuation of growth over time, and then just fit a little bit more traveling in there too while I can for fun.
Wonderful. Wonderful. On this note, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KAJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.